The Supreme Court made another big decision on voting rights. The conservative majority further undermined the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The court has been striking down aspects of that civil rights law in decisions stretching back more than a decade. NPR voting rights correspondent Hansi Lo Wong has been speed reading the opinion and is with us. Hansi, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's this case about?
Well, this is a major decision out of a case about protections against racial discrimination and redistricting. Specifically, it's out of a case about Louisiana's congressional map. But this will affect redistricting around the country at all levels of government. The court's conservative majority has found that creating a second majority black congressional district in Louisiana was an unconstitutional racial gerrymander. And this was a decision that fell completely along ideological lines. The court's six conservative justices joined the majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito, and the court's three liberals dissented.
Oh, this is very interesting. The Voting Rights Act was to supposed to help avoid racial gerrymanders that favored white people, and now the argument is this gerrymander favored black people unfairly. What was the majority's reasoning?
Well, at the heart of this case is what's known as Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, and Justice Alito said that the focus of that section must be banning, quote, intentional racial discrimination. And what this ruling effectively does is undo protections against discrimination that have not required proving in court that political mapmakers had the intention of discriminating against racial minority voters. For decades, Section 2 protections were focused on any discriminatory effects of a redistricting plan. So in practice, this ruling will make it harder to challenge maps that may be weakening the voting power of racial minority voters.
Oh, wait. So you're saying if you're going to undo a map that seems unfair to black voters, you have to prove that the lawmakers intended to discriminate. Otherwise, you can't do your gerrymandering in the other direction. Is that it?
That's the new standard set by the Supreme Court's conservative majority.
And what did the liberal justices, three of them, I believe, say in dissent?
Well, Justice Elena Kagan wrote this dissenting opinion, said that today's ruling is the, quote, latest chapter in the majority's now completed demolition of the Voting Rights Act, unquote. Now, technically, the Voting Rights Act is still left standing, but its Section 2 protections in redistricting are certainly a major part of this landmark law. And voting rights experts tell me those protections may now end up practically impossible to enforce because proving a conscious motivation to discriminate is very difficult to do in court.
When Kagan says the latest chapter, what is the longer story here?
This goes back to 2013. The conservative justices on the Supreme Court have been dealing a sort of death by a thousand cuts to the Voting Rights Act, beginning with a ruling more than a decade ago that effectively got rid of a program that required states and counties with a history of racial discrimination to get approval for any changes to election rules from the Justice Department or a federal court. And so this is the latest ruling that guts another part of the Voting Rights Act.
How is this going to fit in, if at all, with the redistricting battle that we've seen unfold over the past year all across America?
Well, Florida is already set to redraw its congressional map, but at this point, it's too late for many states to redo their maps in time for this fall's midterm elections. But many redistricting experts tell me that they expect Republican-controlled state legislatures, particularly in the South, to try to eliminate at least some Democratic-represented House districts that are likely protected under the Voting Rights Act Section 2. And that ultimately could lead to the largest ever decline in the United States of representation by black members of Congress.
And you're saying maybe not for this year's election, but 28 or 30 along the lines.
It's something worth watching.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wong, thanks.
You're welcome.